the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This was a big night tonight. Lots of states. We're going to win a few. We're going to lose a few. But as it looks right now, we're going to get at least a couple of gold medals and a whole passel full of silver medals. We can add to Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, now Oklahoma and Tennessee. We have won in the West, the Midwest, and the South, and we're ready to win across this country.
Well, there's the deal. According to Rick Santorum, talking to his supporters in Ohio, the Super Tuesday contests are over. Caucuses and primaries, presidential race, that's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, hour number two for today. I'm Doug Steffen. You may or may not have heard the results. I'll go through them quickly for you from the Tuesday contests and kind of give you an overview from some of the television hosts and the radio hosts before we take your calls. You're welcome to line up at 800-510-8255. Some of the good calls we'll try to sprinkle in amongst some of the hosts with their idea. Romney has reaped the Super Tuesday spoils, headline on the BBC this morning. And interesting how all of the things that play here, the activity here, plays so well around most of the world. This is the headline around most of the English-speaking newspapers that I've looked at so far this morning have more or less the same headline. I'm talking about English newspapers around the world. So here's how it stacks up. Mitt Romney got 33% of the vote in Alaska. Newt Gingrich got 47% of the vote, the cast for the GOP presidential slot in Georgia. And Mitt Romney got 62% of the votes cast in the GOP primary in Idaho. In Massachusetts, he got 72%, no surprise there. North Dakota, Santorum got 40% of the vote. Romney came in third there behind Ron Paul, who got 28% of the vote. In Ohio, Romney got 38%, and Santorum seems to have gotten somewhere between 36 and 37%. In Oklahoma, Santorum carried that by 34 to 28% over Romney. In Tennessee, Santorum took it 37%. Romney got 28%. Gingrich got 24%. In Vermont, no surprise there, Mitt Romney 40%, Ron Paul got 25%, Santorum 24%. And in Virginia, Mitt Romney got 40% of the vote, Romney got 60% of the vote, Ron Paul got 40% of the vote. And that's the way it shapes up. Let's see, the contest on Saturday is in Kansas. The breakdown pretty interesting and pretty clear. Let's get to analysis paralysis. First, we'll start with the folks on Fox, where Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier talk to Sarah Palin about the Republicans and who will support whom. She admitted that she voted for Newt Gingrich.
I want to ask you about some information we're gleaning from the exit polls tonight. For example, in the state of Georgia and also in Ohio, voters there were asked if your guy doesn't win, the one you voted for tonight, will you support the ultimate nominee? In Georgia, 93% of the Republican voters said either probably or definitely I'm going to support the Republican nominee. In Ohio, it was 86%. What does that suggest to you?
It suggests that the organization will be there, the enthusiasm will be there for that GOP nominee. At this time, and I say this with all due respect to Mitt Romney, to Governor Romney, he has the most delegates, of course, right now, so we can deem him the front runner, but he's not a real strong and enthusiasm-garnering front runner right now. And what Mitt Romney's got to do, if he is going to be the nominee, is he and his team have got to figure out how to get people enthused about this. How to convince the American voter who will participate in that general that he most brightly and starkly contrasts his ideas and his solutions to get us on the right track versus Obama's failed socialist policy. So not being a really strong front runner right now, as evidenced by the different victories and the money spent for the victories tonight in these primary races, is quite significant. I believe, though, that like most voters, I'm going to be there for that nominee, whether it's Romney or anyone else. But he's got to work really hard at really drumming up that enthusiasm.
Governor Palin, what do you think about Newt Gingrich's path here? After a big win in Georgia tonight, he says he's going to continue on in the southern strategy, Alabama, Mississippi, and Kansas this next week. What do you think about his chances in this race?
Well, I think that the state that knows him best, his home state of Georgia, he having such a strong showing and a victory there is quite significant. And his path forward, it's clear, as evidenced by he now getting Secret Service protection starting tomorrow and his promise to continue on. He wants the competition, the debate, the ideas discussed to continue, and that's good. As I've said before, competition makes all of these candidates stronger. We have to remember we have five men running for president. Any of the four on the GOP ticket are stronger than Barack Obama, that fifth candidate running for president. Newt Gingrich, one of the four. I'm glad he's staying in it.
Right, but quickly, both the Santorum campaign and the Gingrich campaign point out that if the other wasn't in the race, that they'd be able to take on Mitt Romney for the non-Romney vote effectively. Do you agree with that?
Oh, boo-hoo. You know, of course they all want one another to drop out, but I don't support that idea. No, I think the competition should continue.
All right, so there's Sarah Palin. It's obvious that she does support Gingrich, but says she goes for whoever is running against Obama, which is the way many people, if not most of, I was going to say us, maybe me, that's what I would do. I'm interested in what you would do. 800. No shock there, right? 800-510-8255. In terms of delegates so far, after Super Tuesday, Mitt Romney has 415 delegates. You got to have, 1,144, I think, is the number, in order to get the nomination. So far, Romney's got 415. Santorum, 176. Gingrich, 105. And Ron Paul, 47. And Huntsman's got two delegates. What are we going to do with those? They'll bring him to the convention and give him to somebody, probably. It'll be Mitt Romney. So where is your heart and your head at this moment in time? The people with heart, I'm looking at another story here that I just saw on CNN, which basically says people who vote from the heart vote one way. People who vote from the head vote another way. And most of the head voters are going for Romney. Most of the heart voters are going someplace else, which I find very interesting. 800-510-8255. More interested in what you find interesting. We'll get one more television panel here, and then we'll work on a couple of talk radio folks and your calls. 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. This is the countdown at 14 past the hour.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders. Reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
800-510-8255. Now let's get to CNN, a panel of the usual suspects finding problems with Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney's performance this entire evening, I would have to say he's underperformed. I mean, he won in Virginia, but he beat, you know, he was only running against Ron Paul. I would argue that beating Ron Paul by, what, 14, 15, however, he should have beaten Ron Paul by more than he did in Virginia. In Tennessee, he lost to Santorum by 10 points. Oklahoma, 6 points. I've been corresponding here with some Republican strategists who say if you look at Tennessee, it's a good way to look at Romney's weaknesses. Tennessee is a southern state, but not the deep south. There's a lot of urban areas that consider themselves kind of moderate. They elect senators like Bill Frist and Bob Corker. And so, therefore, right, Fred Thompson, therefore, Romney should have done better in the state of Tennessee. They're not saying he should have won Tennessee, but he shouldn't have lost it to Santorum by 10 points. It's a less ideological, less evangelical. Well, it is evangelical, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, 7 out of 10 voters, maybe.
In many southern states, I think you're
right.
Absolutely right.
But it's more establishment. And so if you look at that and you say, okay, what's Romney's problem? Well, he's not connecting. He's not even connecting to the people he should be connecting.
Not in North Dakota, you're saying.
He lost North Dakota. In 2008, he beat John McCain with 35% of the vote. And tonight, Rick Santorum won in North Dakota. Again, surprising to me. Look, he has closed the gap with Rick Santorum by spending millions of dollars in negative advertisement. 80% of his ads in Restore Our Future, negative advertisement. The problem with Mitt Romney is that the only time he is out there capturing voters is when he's negative. Negative against President Obama and President and negative against other Republican candidates.
Also,
I mean, he's connected by being negative. Let's be honest.
I think people
are starting to suffer from political amnesia and forget what happened in 2008. In the middle of the 2008 election, that actually was a quite divisive election, too. Don't forget, Hillary Clinton attacked Barack Obama over his ties to slumlord Tony Rezko. She said he wasn't ready for a 3 a.m. phone call. And she said, shame on you, Barack Obama, implying that he lied to her, he was lying about her health care record. And that race got a little tough. I mean, here's what so many of the Democrats said at the time about it. They're going to just keep standing there and pounding each other and bloodying each other, and no one is winning. That was Governor Phil Bredesen of Tennessee. Here's what Senator Chris Dodd, a Democrat, said. The idea of backbiting and sniping on an hourly basis is undermining our ability to win an election.
So you don't see this as really chipping away at the Republicans?
Anderson, I think you have to take a broader view of elections. You can't look at it just, here's what's happened today, here's today's poll.
6 months from now, no one's going to be talking about this.
That nobody after the Democrat primary was over remembered the divisiveness, but it was divisive. I think it's also equally possible nobody's going to remember the divisiveness of this Republican race, particularly if the polls show that it still was relatively close with Barack Obama and the nominee.
The wheeling and dealing of politics in the focus here on the Countdown.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At this point, what's your recommendation as we listen to some of these hosts, some of these radio and television programs? Part of what we do here on the countdown is to take stock of what your thoughts are. You listen to the pros and the cons, who's your favorite, and why. Bruce has called the countdown from Key West, Florida. Bruce, you're on which bandwagon?
I am just... I want to change from Barack Obama. We have the most divisive nation I've never heard before 6 months ago, 1%, 99%. And I listen to all these people that are making comments and everything else. I live in Massachusetts, and I was a community leader in a big organization that worked with federal government, with state government, local government, and business. And Mitt Romney called and said, who in the state that you work with is the best and the brightest? He had just won being the governor. We were up to then bleeding money in Massachusetts, absolutely bleeding money. And he came in, he's
compassionate conservative.
Well, no. He is a conservative, I can tell you that much. And he was not against the poor, which people are saying, oh, he can't connect with the poor, as long as they're deserving. And that's what people have forgotten. Yeah. It's the ones that just sit there and take the tax money, and they don't want to work. They just want something for free. Mitt Romney came in, turned that state around. We had a $2 billion rainy day fund. We had regulations that were against business that were streamlined. He got the best in the business in his cabinet that were working. It was so awesome when he was the governor.
I think he's made his mark, no question about it, in terms of management. And hopefully that's what people will be...
Doug, let me just say, he is exactly what this country needs. I've never heard the word trillion used so often as it has been in this last 3 years. We are bleeding. We are going out of business. My dad was the commanding officer of 14,000 men during World War II that fought for freedom in America. He was one of the greatest generations. 9 Bronze Stars for heroism. And I can tell you that he's passed away. He would just be heartbroken at the condition of this country right now. Yeah. And Mitt Romney is a leader. He is a guy that gets everybody.
We got it. We got it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Here from Los Angeles, John and Ken talk about Mitt Romney.
If at least he was starting to pull away with an ever-increasing lead, you'd get the sense that it's just a formality. He just has to, you know, march through the states and rack up all the numbers. I mean, it'd be hard to win, you know, all the delegates this early. I don't even know if they've allocated 1,144 delegates yet. But at least if he starts filling...
No, but didn't it seem like 4 years ago, by this point, McCain pretty much, they gave up. McCain was it.
Right.
It seemed that
way. I don't think he had enough delegates yet, but I think it was obvious that...
The other people just gave up fundraising and running.
That's right. He'd won enough states, and people eventually climb on board the winning bandwagon. That has a powerful effect on people's votes after a while.
Oh, absolutely.
If a guy looks like he's going to win, he starts getting more and more votes from people who just don't want to vote for a loser. Or from people who feel like they want to, you know, support the winner and be part of unity. I can't see how he doesn't win. I just can't see how that doesn't happen unless, you know, some bizarro scandal happens. But this campaign is depressing and exhausting. It is just tiresome. I mean, these people have, for the most part, wore out their welcome 2 months ago.
Well, yes and no. Now there's only four of them left. And they don't debate as much as they did. They're not annoying me as much as they did, because they're kind of under the radar
now.
I know,
but there isn't anything I need to hear from any of these guys. I know everything I need to know.
Is that the case? We've heard everything. We don't have anything new. And we're sort of put off by the process. I think that's something to consider. More on the countdown coming up, 28 past the hour.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We continue with the focus still on what people are saying and thinking about the GOP primaries as election 2012 continues, and our discussion of what the talk radio world, talk television world has to say. The heat is on, if you will. From Massachusetts, host Howie Carr talked to a couple of his callers about their experiences voting in the primary yesterday.
Go ahead, George.
In my town of Dedham.
Yeah.
I usually vote at a particular school. That's
yeah.
where I voted for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to that school. I can tell when I pull up, something's wrong because there's no cars, no signs, no anything. I go up there, there's a little paper sign. Voting has moved to another particular school.
Right.
So I pull up to that school, a big high school. I pull up to that. I walk up to the front door, little tiny sign. Voting in the back. So now I'm driving all around to get in the back there. It's like they were hiding me there.
I know. I had to call up yesterday because they've been switching my precinct around, and I had to make sure that I was still at the same place. But I got there at 7 o'clock. It was easy to vote. I think the turnout is extremely low, very low.
It is low. You know, I mean, I'm voting for anybody but Obama.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to get my face in there and vote for. For somebody to let them know, hey, there's Republicans in Massachusetts.
Yeah, who'd you vote for, George?
You know, I was going to vote for somebody else, but I voted for Romney because I know he's going to be the candidate.
Yeah. That's just, thanks for the call, George. Yeah, it's strange. The Michelle Bachmann is still on the, I guess Herman Cain, someone said, I didn't see Herman Cain. I didn't look that closely, but someone said Herman Cain wasn't on the ballot. But I saw Michelle Bachmann. She was on the ballot, even though I think she dropped out about the same time Herman Cain did. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, I went to vote today.
Yes.
I vote independent, and they had me down as Democrat, and they wouldn't make me vote.
Oh, no. How did this happen, though, Joe? You must have, at some point, you must have registered Democrat.
No, I never did. I was always independent.
Well, what they used to do is, you know, until a few years ago, is if you were independent and you voted Democrat, you took a Democrat ballot, you had to go back and you know, tell them at the, you know, when you turned in your ballot that you wanted to still be an independent. But they changed that law like 10 years ago, and they automatically put you back to independent, you know, when you, whatever ballot you take. So I don't know what happened.
Now I got to go down to town hall and re-register again.
Oh, so you didn't get to vote, huh?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, you could have voted for none of the above against against.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the. But that was your only option today against Barack Obama. None of the above.
All right. So it's pretty interesting to hear how people think, isn't it? Huh? It really is. Very entertaining. 800-510-8255. Okay. Caller time. Let's move along. We'll spend some time on the Rush Limbaugh thing in a few minutes, and also time as we have it on Iran. Right now, let's get to your callers. To your calls. Here's Catherine, who voted in Ohio.
Romney needs to basically, I know he has to get by the right-wing radical Republicans, and I mean, I wish he could play it the way he really operated in Massachusetts, which was as a moderate. And that really is a plus, because he worked across party lines. He negotiated. He has great negotiating skills. He is truly a compassionate conservative. He actually integrates his compassionate religious views into policy without combining church and state. Like the compassionate conservative strategy of a health care, providing health care, access to health care to those who can't afford it, but the conservative part is requiring them to buy it from insurance companies. So I just think Romney, I wish he could play it down the middle, because I think he and Obama, I really want to see he and Obama go at it. I mean, I'll be honest, as an independent, I voted for Obama as a moderate. When McCain picked up Sarah Palin, he lost me, because he really was a moderate in his voting record, McCain, but Palin was just way too far goofy to me.
Palin is goofy. She supported Gingrich. She said she voted for him, so does that make her goofier? 800-510-8255. Another caller from Ohio named Fred.
You know, there's some facts that haven't come out in this race, and that is people say that Mr. Romney isn't truthful. Well, that's a vague untruth in itself. Mr. Romney has run companies for 25 years. He also got in the middle of the Olympics that was in dire straits and turned it around and made it quite successful. This is a businessman, and I have said for years that the problem in America is that we don't have a businessman as president. The president's job in the United States of America now and the world is at business. This is big business. Mitt Romney is the man, and it's time that the Republican Party and the independents looked at Mr. Romney and realize and accept the fact that we have to beat Mr. Obama. The president must be beat.
He must be beat. 800-510-8255. Let's spread our wings a little bit here. George in Texas, what do you think?
These candidates have presented their resumes to me, and I support Speaker Greg Gingrich because he's the best qualified. He's very articulate, very knowledgeable about the problems that we face. The problem that it caused himself was that he declared what he was going to do, and he scared a lot of his supporters away to other candidates by announcing he was going to clean up the system, going to clean up the Congress, going to clean up the Washington, and all those people. 50% of his supporters left him because of that. They were scared for the jobs, but he is the best qualified, and I urge everyone to support Speaker Gingrich, because he is the only one that can fight and win and beat President Obama.
All right, so there's the diehard Newt Gingrich fan. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Walter, where are you on this?
I find myself as a completely conservative Republican. What I have a big difficulty is, it seems like when we talk about who is electable or who do you really think is truly conservative, there's a big gap. As far as Romney, I don't think he's a bad man. He has the most money, naturally, so more money seems to win these elections anymore. You can come up with these terrible ads and rip everybody apart. I just look at it as far as conservatism. Somebody that could come up with Romney Care goes against the core principles of conservatism, and I just can't, I can't get over the fact that he did that.
Nonsense. It really is. Core conservatism. Define that, will you please? 800-510-8255. Here's Don in Alabama on Newt.
I just think he's a super guy. I think he's, you know, I trust him. I think he would lead our country in the right direction. And I believe he would take care of our troops and not put them in harm's way like some of these other clowns like to do. But he would pick and choose our battles that we need to be fought. And he would, I believe he'd get our economy. I believe he'd get American jobs back here. And I just believe he'd turn his country around.
All right. And finally, we have Chris. She's upset about the media, news media, and Ron Paul. Here's a familiar theme. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm calling to say that I think that CNN has made a parody of the Paul campaign. And despite that fact, the GOP cannot win the presidency without Ron Paul supporters. I would say there will be a lot of Ron Paul write-ins. And ultimately, Obama's going to win the election again because the GOP cannot get behind him. The rest of the party can't get behind him because they depend on you, the media, to get the word out there. And you guys are simply not telling the truth or not giving him the support that he deserves.
What does that mean? You guys. Use guys. You guys means the news media. It doesn't mean me. These are not news programs. Talk radio, at least the issue-oriented political talk radio, the seeds of the discussion certainly come from what's the news, and that's why they call it news talk radio. But I think you're going to see some of the balance, if you will, come back to open discussions, and it'll be a result of the Rush Limbaugh controversy, and we're going to talk about that with an excerpt from another talk radio program talking about Rush Limbaugh in just a moment. So stand by for that here on the Countdown.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Plenty of action in the Rush Limbaugh department. A lot of people think that Rush Limbaugh ought to go away. A lot of people think it's this program has died. He's disrupting what's going on, the legalities of it. I'm looking at some of the headlines from inside radio, if you will. This is a big problem for advertisers as well. So we have the talent, we have the listeners, we have the advertisers to deal with, and the situation continues on the left and the right. Let's get this analysis from a radio program hosted by a guy named Dave Visor, who talked with a fellow named Bob Thompson about Rush Limbaugh advertisers.
We had the drug abuse issue, and we had the Michael J. Fox. You're right. I mean, his what we know Rush Limbaugh as what he does is to, in fact, say things that occasionally get him in trouble and that are outrageous. But this kind of mass exodus of the advertisers, two stations, that's not a big deal yet. But this is actually much more disturbing, I think, for him. And, you know, part of it was that if you read the apology, the statement that he put out over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was not much of an apology. I mean, it doesn't get around to actually apologizing until it's gone off on a huge political rant. And then I think the apology is the words I used were not the best. I mean, if I would have had to apologize when I was a kid, and I would have given an apology like that, my parents would have said, okay, now apologize as though you really mean it. Then I'd have to apologize all over. And then yesterday, when he went back on the air for the first time, he apologized, but it was certainly not one of these heartfelt apologies that you do and then these kinds of things go away. As a matter of fact, it was an apology that essentially said, I'm sorry, for a moment I forgot myself and I started behaving the way the left does. Mm. Essentially says, I did what they do all the time, so and that, for that I'm sorry. So there's no real sense of contrition here, and I think that's one of the reasons a lot of these advertisers are pulling out.
Well, bottom line, what he did is he apologized for using the two words,
right,
that he used, and that he did not think Sandra Fluke was either of those two words. I mean, so in terms of a personal apology, that's about as far as it went.
Right, and I think as of today, I mean, that's as you're right, as far as it's gone. I'm not sure if we continue to see these advertiser backouts or if more stations continue to drop him. Then I suspect we may hear something a bit more extensive. But he also had a deal with, on his first day back, apologizing to his listeners for apologizing. I mean, the first 15 minutes or so were almost about, here, let me explain why I apologized, because of course he's been getting some flack from his fans that he shouldn't have apologized at all.
All right, so what do you think? This is maybe a rhetorical question. As you know, what I try to do here in the countdown is present both sides of the issue. I'll tell you if I really think it's important how I feel, but I'm more interested in listening to people give their thoughts from either side or any side of this debate. I'm just listening to some of Limbaugh myself, actually, here. Here's Tom Hartman, who's left of center, as far as Limbaugh is right of center, writing on his blog, Hey, Rush, who's the prostitute now? Rush Limbaugh's senseless attack on Sandra Fluke has so far cost his radio show lots of sponsors and several radio stations, and that's really why he faked his apology. The left exalts sex over religion. Why do news media focus on how a radio host insults a political activist rather than more important matters like our trillion-dollar deficit, soaring gasoline prices, and millions of people out of work? That's a question that comes as a result of that blog and the Limbaugh thing. 51 past the hour.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus on Iran that has been a part of Talk Radio conversations now for some time. There is an alarming amount of war talk. The U.S. and Europe and other world powers have announced that they're going to begin bargaining. Leaders of the country talking with Iran over this nuclear effort that they have. And they've invited the folks in Iran, inspectors, to see a site. However, they don't want them to see too much. So, as a result of that, lots of talk on radio and television. We'll start with CNN's Suzanne Malveaux talking to a military analyst about the president's comments to Israel that as far as Iran goes, we have your back, i.e. we have Israel's back.
When President Obama says, we've got your back, General, what does that mean? And what does it look like militarily?
Well, when the president says we've got your back, there are multiple ways that he can achieve that. Clearly, there's diplomatic, economic, political, as well as military. What the president did not say is he did not say we've got your back militarily and in all of those efforts. But if to answer the question very specifically, if Israel were to choose to strike Iran, clearly, the United States would know about it. Israel wouldn't do that without letting us know. And it may be simply a notification just upon launch so that we can't try to talk them out of it. But we would have to be there. That would then connect us, we, the United States, would connect us to some type of a military action were that to occur. Clearly, that might include early on some intelligence to get further refined targeting on some of the targets. But it also might include some strikes of our own.
Would it mean that we would be put on a much higher state of alert in our own country and expect that there would be retaliation from Iran, whether or not it's here in our country or in other bases?
Absolutely. It has more to do with our posture across the world and in very asymmetric ways. Not only would be Iran, but clearly the surrogates and the supporters of Iran, different terrorist organizations would strike where we are most vulnerable and where we are soft. Clearly, the hardest target would be someplace in the United States, except for some elements that might be sleeper elements or already have plans, and they would accelerate those plans, but it would clearly be U.S. interests globally. So almost anywhere around the world, there would be a notification to harden your posture and to be that much more alert. Absolutely.
And General, you have a lot of practice and a lot of experience in actually listening to world leaders. Depending on what they're seeing and what they're hearing from these two leaders now, is an attack on Iran imminent?
I would say that it's imminent, yes. The concern that we have is that Iran's nuclear development clearly puts them to a nuclear-capable nation, probably, if you read the intelligence estimates, either by 2013, maybe 2014. So the decision is, can we as an international body abide that, or must there be some degree of total transparency, complete openness in terms of this development so that international inspectors can get in there and can determine whether these are exclusive, peaceful uses of nuclear power, or if they are military uses, or if there's a dual track. And clearly there's a capability to go down a dual track, and there are differences between those two, but it has to be total transparency. And if we are looking at what is taking place this year, 2012 is a year of decision relative to Iran and its capabilities, albeit those might be capabilities realized in out years, unless something is done now.
All right. Now, continuing with Iran, here's radio host Frank Beckman talking to former Ambassador John Bolton about the president's meeting with Netanyahu.
Read the tea leaves, if you will. Was there a message behind the message from Bibi Netanyahu here?
Well, I think if you look at what was said after the meeting between Netanyahu and Obama, and then if you listen to Netanyahu's speech here in Washington last night, it's very clear that the two leaders did not agree on how to handle the Iranian nuclear weapons program. Obama clearly still wants to try negotiation. That's been his view for the last 3 years. Netanyahu obviously feeling that he's very close to the point where he either uses the military option to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons, or Iran crosses that finish line and the entire balance of power in the region changes. So I do not think that the meeting was successful from Obama's point of view at all.
The Netanyahu did say, however, that he believes the economic sanctions against Iran are having a significant effect.
Yeah, I think that's something just to keep Obama happy. Honestly, Obama's own director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, testified to Congress a few weeks ago that all of the existing sanctions had had no impact on Iran's behavior and policies when it came to the nuclear weapons program. So I think there's a lot of hype and spin there.
Hype and spin. Plenty of that on a lot of your favorite talk radio programs. We'll review once again the state of talk radio tomorrow at this time. I'm Doug Steffen.